Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys.
It's Crime Watch, Triple M.
Leading Sydney Constable Zorb Saffick, very good morning to you, Zorb. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Man, yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. Certainly hope you had a fantastic Easter, did you?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Good time with the kids.
Fantastic time in Mildura. The weather was sensational. Now, look, I've got to talk about between the 2nd and the 5th of April, police obviously detected a few offences. What can you tell us about the one on the 2nd of April?
Yeah, so on Friday, we were called to a location where a couple of males were having an altercation with another male. Unfortunately, that other male did require being taken to hospital, but fortunately, it was just non-life-threatening injuries, and the offenders left the scene. But we did locate them shortly after. They were arrested and taken back to the police station. One was remanded in custody, and the other was charged and bailed to appear at court at a later date. Then on Saturday, we actually executed a search warrant. It seems to be every weekend we get to execute one of those. So we executed a warrant under the Drugs, Poison Control Substances Act, where a 25 and 26-year-old male was arrested, and in relation to allegedly trafficking some cannabis. We allege that we located two cannabis plants at that address, as well as two imitation gel blaster firearms. Both males were charged and bailed to appear at court at a later date. Then, on separate occasions, a male and a female were also arrested for drunk in a public place, both of them receiving a $661 penalty notice, while another male was arrested for a drunken rider's behaviour, also receiving a penalty notice, and we also arrested one for an outstanding warrant.
Operation Nexus over the Easter long weekend, how did that go?
Yeah, pretty good. So it was a statewide operation. Obviously, any result is still a disappointing result, but we did detect 51 offences in Mildura, with over 5,131 being detected statewide by yesterday morning, maybe a few more that have occurred overnight.
All right, now community safety messaging, the Mildura Community Engagement Unit were present, I believe, at the Easter Powersports Show and Shine.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, great weather, great to have a community event after all these events had been cancelled in the past, so obviously a COVID-safe event, but lots of wonderful people out and about, and we had a good opportunity to engage with a lot of children, handing out colouring books, as well as some recruitment material for potential police officers.
What a terrific thing, and obviously over the long weekend, unfortunately, there was a fatal collision near Robinvale. What can you tell us about that one?
Oh, look, I don't know a lot about the collision itself. Only that a 24-year-old unfortunately lost his life, and because of that, we're asking people again, you know, it's been a long time since a lot of people have been on the roads for a significant amount, holidays, kids out and about, obviously travelling with the family for a few destination hotspots, particularly in the area, so we want people to take the utmost care when they're driving, especially during this busy period. A lot of people returning from holiday, and you may have a long drive ahead, so take every precaution to make sure you're safely using the roads. We want everyone to arrive at their destinations as they intended.
Yeah, terrific. Always great to catch up with you, Zorb. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Crime Stoppers, 1800-333-000. Otherwise, the Mildura Police, 50185-300. Zorb, we'll catch up again next week, mate.
Yeah, pleasure. Cheers, mate.
Leading Sydney Constable Zorb Saffick from the Mildura Police at Triple M.